Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Remember a few weeks ago, I talked about Exodus 3, about what it says God's name is? God's name is I am who I am. I am who I am has called us into loving kindness, has called us into faithfulness, that Hesed is God's faithfulness, that God is going to love us always no matter what. So I put out there this week on Facebook, and I asked some questions. I just said, where have you seen the steadfast love of God? Now, steadfast is not a word we use every day. So where have you seen the loving kindness of God? And this is kind of what I heard back. Through parents and grandparents, through friends, through serving people and caring for people, being the caregiver. For friends who stay when it's no longer popular to be your friend. For being present. For family and for cousins who are always there, who love you no matter what. Okay, so keep those in your mind. Because you see, loving kindness, God's steadfast love, it's about that flowing love that knows no bounds. Can you think of that? That faithfulness that is always there. It fits into our core values. One of our core values is faithfulness, having faith. And that is about having the loving kindness, the chesed of God, the love that never, ever, ever leaves us. There's a song, it's called I Am Welcome. I'm just going to say the words, and then we're going to say them again in a little bit. But this is, to me, what it means to have God's loving kindness. I am welcome. I am welcome. I am loved just as I am. I am welcome. You are welcome. We are loved just as we are. O Spirit, burn that truth into our hearts. Loving kindness. It's what it's about. It's what it means to be a faithful follower of God. So you've had a little bit of time to think about what it is where you yourselves and where you see Grace, United Church of Christ, showing loving kindness. So let's hear some of those. Where do you feel God's hesed, God's loving kindness that never leaves us alone? Go ahead. In a spouse, okay? In a spouse. Church family. Children. Me? Thank you. The things we do in the community. Bible school. What was the other one? Fellowship. Bible school. Search committee. Other places you see God's loving kindness at Grace or in yourselves. At work. Think about the core values. Welcoming community. Faith. Fun. Joy. Leadership. Faith. And love. I think you're living into those. Terry. Sandy. Yes. She does. Yes. What a great first connection when you just call into the church. Family. You see, loving kindness, hesed, is about giving thanks. It's about making music that bows down toward God. It's about God's covenantal commitment with us. It's about never being alone. It celebrates the name, the steadfast love, the faithfulness, God's intimate care of who we are in the myriad of places that we find ourselves in life. I'm going to repeat that, I am welcome, and you're going to repeat it after me, and then we're going to watch about God's dream. Because when we gather at this table in just a little bit, I want you to remember that the loving kindness of God is always holding us, no matter what we do. We are never alone. God loves us, no matter what. God loves us. And when we live that love, when we share all the things that you just shared, we open ourselves up to be God in the world. I am welcome. I am welcome. I am welcome. I am loved just as I am. Say that again. Say that again. Do you believe it? Okay. Believe that. I am loved just as I am. I am welcome. You are welcome. We are loved just as we are. Say it again. O Spirit, burn that truth into our hearts. I am loved just as I am. Brian Sergio, who's going to sing this next song called Dream God's Dream, wrote those words. You'll hear that song coming up, but I needed you to hear the words and believe the words in who you are. Let's watch Dream God's Dream and think of all the loving kindness that surrounds us. God's dream is loving kindness. Let's go out and share that word with all. Amen.